Is NBA free agency dead? It is in the loop. The typical fellas are out today. Reggie and John Lopez. I'm Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee. Don't fear, though. Figgy Figs here holding things down on the steel wheels. And you with us, too. You can always text the show to join the conversation, 713-572-4610. I did want to circle back. We didn't have enough time in what's popping. As I always say, Chris, you've heard me say this before, Figgy's finding it out today if he didn't already realize. I'm the Matt Eberflus of clock management. So we're always running behind and cutting things and whatnot. I did want to circle back to this in what's popping. We didn't have time, but the whole Cam Whitmore trade,
yeah.
we'll get to NBA free agency because this all kind of ties in. First, I want to acknowledge somebody said the reason why he wanted to go to the Wizards is because he's from Maryland. That's fair. I still prefer a guy, look, I don't know what he has going on in his personal life. I get people like to be close to home. People get homesick. Maybe you have a sick relative. I get it. Personally, maybe this is old school me. Maybe this is me being tough. I still prefer a guy who wants to go win a championship than go to an 18-win team just because it's close to home. That's just me. Maybe I'm unfair at that opinion. I can accept that. But I did want to circle back to a text from the 832 earlier when we were talking about Cam Whitmore and said, is he considered, or I think they said he is considered a bust. For the Rockets being a first-round draft pick. Would you view Cam as a bust?
I don't think he got enough opportunities to be considered a bust, honestly. That was my whole thing with, you know, will you miss him?
Mm-hmm.
It's like we didn't see enough of him, in my opinion.
I feel like I look at that as the roll of the dice. I kind of look at how Cleveland, when they drafted Kevin Porter Jr.,
yeah,
he had a lot of issues, a lot of baggage, and he had some good games with him at times, but we also saw the bad.
Exactly.
And they end up getting rid of him. So I kind of look at that. I don't look at that as a bust. I look at that as a roll of the dice.
Yeah.
So I think they kind of rolled the dice on Cam Whitmore on this one.
I agree with you. He went 20th. I also feel like bust should be reserved only for like the top 10.
Really?
Right? If you're a 20th, if you're picked 20th overall, I don't know. What are the expectations for that guy? Because, of course, the NBA, it's only a two-round draft anyways. You know, so you're picked 20th out of,
I think most people
64?
Yeah, I think most people just look at first-round pick.
Yeah, right.
And they say,
yeah, fair.
Yeah, he didn't do much.
I feel like a lot of people kind of try to point it as like the NFL first-round pick.
And you can't.
Nah, you can't, man.
You got 7 rounds in the NFL.
Anybody after 15, you might not ever see them at some point, man.
For different reasons, you may not ever, in the NBA, you may not ever see them.
Yeah, so those late first-round picks, they might be over in Europe playing in Europe for a long time. Yeah, so
may not
that's
even
a roll of the dice right
there.
They
may not even be from Europe, and they may go to Europe and play.
Yeah.
You just never know with the NBA.
Yeah, you certainly don't. And that takes me to my next question. By the way, if you missed the Cam Whitmore conversation, you could always go back, listen to the podcast. You can scroll back on YouTube. You can use the Odyssey app, the rewind function. Just wait till like a commercial break or when we're done, whatever. Go back and listen to anything you missed from the show earlier. But the NBA, is free agency dead in the NBA? And the reason why I bring this up is because I heard people promising, mostly Shams, promising this is going to be a crazy NBA offseason and just wait and yada, yada, yada. And yesterday was the official start of the new league year, so these deals become official.
Yep.
Obviously, you get Kevin Durant coming to the Rockets, but that is a trade.
It's a trade,
and now a 7-team trade. And that's really, to my knowledge, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, I think that's the only big move. Damian Lillard getting waived, but he wasn't going to play next year anyways. Miles Turner, I guess, qualifies as like another big move. But also, that was that a signing or was that a trade? I think they traded for him, right? Miles Turner went to the Bucks. I think
that,
he was traded.
Yeah, he wasn't part of that 17 trade.
I don't think he was part of that. Hey, they may go back and add him later, actually, because that's what happened.
So silly.
No, he might have been a free
signing?
Agent signing.
All right, so that's like the biggest signing right now, I think. Miles Turner, text line 2, correct me if I'm wrong about this offseason. I think Miles Turner is the biggest signing. And my point being, there was one team that entered this summer with a max contract available. It was the Brooklyn Nets. If you go back to 2019, there was about a dozen teams that had max contracts. And that was the offseason where we had Durant, Kyrie, Kawhi, Paul George all move. Anthony Davis moved. Jimmy Butler moved. We had a lot of big moves that offseason because teams could afford to take on big stars. Fast forward to this year, not so much. And a big reason why, I think, was the changes to the CBA, which you alluded to earlier.
Yeah.
very restricting, and it also encourages you or the players to keep your players to stay where you are.
Yep.
So I think it's led to a lot more parity in the NBA, as we've seen, 7 different champions over the last 7 years.
That's what they want.
That's what they want. But is that truly what's good for the NBA, where free agency, I think we're kind of done. Like, what's the next big move in free agency? I don't think there's going to be another big move other than the Durant
this
trade.
Year? Yeah. There is none.
Right.
I mean, just look at the landscape. What big star, superstar even, is eligible in a free agent right now to sign somewhere else?
Yeah, not in free agency.
Not in free agency. Now, they may get traded.
Yeah, I feel like Shams was kind of banking on maybe Giannis moving elsewhere.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
That didn't work out right. And honestly, I don't know if teams can even afford that. Big of a trade.
Honestly, I still just don't see, because I mean, there's been rumors out there about him going to one of these big major markets. I will stand by this until it happens. He doesn't seem like the guy that wants to be in like New York.
No.
Or LA. You know what I mean? Like a really big market, or even like Miami necessarily. You know what I mean? Like, that's not as big a market as those other two, but it's a popping place, I guess I should say, as far as Miami. There's a lot going on in Miami, right?
Yeah.
A lot of stars would want to go there, but I don't see him as one of those guys. I just don't.
Tell you what, I was just watching The Ultimatum, new season on Netflix, which is filmed in Miami. So
is that
pretty crazy.
Is that a reality show?
Yeah, it's one of those.
Yeah, I have
shows.
No idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got no clue.
I have gotten into these shows. They're train wrecks. They're terrible, but you can't look away. I love them.
Is that your new guilty pleasure, Luke?
Yeah, right now it is.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Until like the next season of Love is Blind.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. You're into all of it, huh? Yeah, my goodness.
I'm consumed. I'm wrapped up. But is this good for the NBA, though, where we have different champions every year? We feel like it's a good thing. But if you go and you look at like the ratings, people tune in to watch LeBron and the Warriors for the 5th straight time. Even though you say you hate it, more people watch
that. You're going to watch it.
Yeah, than the Thunder and the Pacers. So a lack of free agency in the offseason. And a lack of dynasties. Do we think this is a good future for the NBA, or are they kind of treading into some troubling waters here?
Personally, I mean, I don't think it's good. In terms of getting people to watch and continuing to grow the game, you do need eyes on the product to continue to develop it and grow it. I don't think it's a good thing. As much as we, I guess, hate dynasties or say we hate dynasties,
right,
when it's not our team. We only hate them when it's not our team. If it's our team, of course we love a dynasty. Everybody's going to brag about that. But more often than not, it's going to be someone else's team, right? So as much as we hate it, though, we're going to watch them to see them lose, right? Like, just like with the Warriors when they had their run going for 8, 9 years, whatever it was, 4 championships. Even after they eliminated your team, you still wanted to see them lose. So you were going to tune into the finals because it was Steph Curry. Or even with LeBron James. It was LeBron James, whatever team he was with. Lakers, Cavs, Heat, whatever it was. You were going to tune in. Now, you don't have that. Someone would point to SGA. He's not one of those guys yet. He's not there yet. He's got 1 MVP, 1 championship. He's not there yet. He's not one of those guys. He's a very good player, yeah. But he's not on the level of Steph Curry prime, LeBron James prime. He's not there yet. So you don't really have one of those guys right now that everybody wants to watch, and he's in a small market like OKC.
Yeah, I'm wondering, will it ever be those type of guys? I wonder if the LeBrons, the Steph Currys, not the actual playing on the court, but just that aura. I wonder if it will ever be any of these guys, because I talked about that a couple times with, you know, if LeBron retires, if Steph Curry goes away or whatever, who is the next up-and-coming players like them that can carry the league? And it seemed like, and this is no disrespect to the players now, but they seem a little more quiet. They don't seem like they're really box office where I gotta go see SGA or somebody like that. So I wonder who is going to take these guys' places, and that could be an issue too.
I have a candidate for that. His team is going to have to go a little bit further, but they've been close. Anthony Edwards. I think he has, now, he puts his foot in his mouth sometimes.
Yeah, I was about to say,
he talks a little too much sometimes. I will readily admit that. But I think he has the personality and the marketability to be one of those guys.
You think he could kind of carry the NBA a little bit?
I think he could. Now, I don't think he's there and ready to do it yet. He's going to need a little more help in Minnesota, but they've gotten close, though, in terms of playoff runs. Like, conference finals, what, last 2 years for the Timberwolves?
I think this year might have been the first year they got there.
No, they went right. They went the year before.
Were they the ones that lost to the Mavs?
Yeah. Two years in a row.
Okay.
Yeah.
First time they've because they've only been three times in franchise history, and it was the last 2 years was two of them. So I think he could be that guy. I think he could be one of those guys. I really do. But again, not there yet. And it's really not going to happen until guys like Steph and LeBron are gone.
Yeah.
Because as long as those guys are here, whether you want to say LeBron or Steph, LeBron is still, to me, the face of the NBA. He's the guy that most people think of. He may not be the best player, but he's still the face to me.
And see, that to me, I feel like that's kind of a scary thing, though, because the brother is 41 or will be 41.
Yeah.
And you still ain't nobody take your place.
Yeah.
That's a little scary because, like I said, he can retire right now. Or what if Steph Curry retired right now? Then who is kind of stepping in for them?
See, I don't think SGA doesn't strike me as the guy that wants that spot. He just wants to be the great player and win championships. And I think Anthony Edwards wants that spot. He talks trash. Like, he talks a lot of trash, even when he shouldn't talk trash, which is not a great thing. But I just feel like Anthony Edwards wants that spot. I don't know if SGA necessarily wants to be the face of the league.
I think Edwards, though, has said himself he doesn't want to be the face of the league.
Yeah, he says a lot of things, though. I don't always believe what he even says. Like, I don't think he always believes what he says. He says a lot of things.
The way you talk about him reminds me of like the Run DMC song. You talk too much?
And you never shut up.
Yeah. Well, it's nice with that said, where this dull NBA free agency this offseason and maybe moving forward, it's nice that the Rockets are they're the belle of the ball this offseason by getting Durant and everybody talking about how the Rockets have won this offseason. You know, we had people earlier with the Astros with the All-Star game conversation saying, like, oh, the Astros are just getting disrespected. People don't like the Astros. And I think there's always that chip on the shoulder of Houston sports fans. But I tell you what, the Rockets are certainly getting their flowers right now for this Durant move, especially when there's nothing else in the league to compare it to for this offseason.
The Rockets are the Rockets are a huge deal right now. I mean, am I wrong in saying that? There's going to be so much expectation around this team. That could be either good or bad. I don't think there's a middle ground. That could be either good or bad, but there's so much expectation around this team now. It's going to be crazy once the NBA season rolls back around.
Yeah, it's funny, too, because I felt like last season the Rockets were the team where it's like, oh, nobody's paying attention, but the Rockets are the second best team in the West.
Yeah.
They were kind of that team. The sneaky team. Now you got Kevin Durant. Now you're the favorite. They pretty much putting you up there with OKC, a threat to beat OKC.
Everyone is going to be ready for Houston this season. There will be no sneaking up on anyone anymore.
No.
Not for the Rockets.
Yeah.
Everyone will be
it's
ready.
It's a popular pick.
Yeah,
which was kind of like the Texans from year one of Stroud to year two last year.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted like no primetime games this year. Just go under the radar.
Go under the radar.
Let's play at noon every Sunday. We don't need people talking about us.
Yeah, don't put us on no bright lights, man. Let's stay low and build.
That's right.
Low and build.
Yeah. And the Astros are kind of the Rockets, I guess, last year of you look up and it's like, man, the Astros have the third best record in baseball.
Yeah.
With all these, you know, they're MacGyvering it right now. Chris says, different Chris, not Chris Berti. Devin Chris says, real basketball fans want good teams with good basketball. We don't care about the names. The media cares about that hype. Playoffs were great without all the fluff about LeBron, Durant, and Curry. I get that point. I agree with you.
I don't know if I agree
in
with
general,
that.
But I
agree, but the numbers don't say
that. That's what I was going to say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Basketball nerds like us,
right.
I was watching the season all last season.
Yeah.
And I kept saying it was a good season with different teams and stuff like that. But
it was a good season.
Yeah, but the numbers ain't really saying that.
The ratings are not bearing that out.
Exactly.
They just aren't.
Right.
They
so aren't. I'm with you, Chris, in the general idea, but it just doesn't work. Again, commenter Chris Jenkins on YouTube. So I'm with you in the general idea, but it just doesn't operate that way. And that's how these leagues work. They know the real fans are going to be there. They're trying to pull in the average fans, and I think it's the LeBron and the Currys and the Durants that pull in those fans more than just your general good basketball.
I wonder where those fans going to go when they retire.
I know. The NBA has not done, as you were saying earlier about that next star, the NBA deserves a lot of blame for that too by not building up that next star. and still going to the well with LeBron and Curry and all this stuff, but not doing anything for these younger guys.
It was supposed to be Zion Williams.
Yeah, that's true.
It was supposed to be Zion was supposed to be the next guy after LeBron.
Then they should have rigged the draft lottery to keep him out of New Orleans. Go send him to a terrible food city.
Yeah.
Send them to
the Jazz.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he was supposed to be the next big thing.
Yeah.
It has. When he's played, he's been great, but he just can't stay on the court. And then he has all the off-court issues that he's had with the women and all these other things, but it just hasn't worked out for him
to be the
guy. And then Ja looked like he could have been, and then all his issues.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, they've been in a tough spot, man. They've been picking the wrong dudes, basically.
Yeah, we need LeBron and Curry to stay in the league for the next 5 or 6 years.
Oh, my goodness. That might not be that far-fetched, though, honestly. Let's just be real.
Just stick around for another 10 years until we find the superstar.
Steph is a shooter. When everything else goes, Steph Curry will still be able to shoot it.
It's true. Those guys hang around. Ray Allen can play for a long time if you just shoot it.
Hell, his daddy played 16 years. Dale Curry
played
16 years.
Still playing off the court. coming up along those lines, we got some confessions to get to, and we'll do it next in the loop.